Back-to-back weekends for the Wolves on the road as they are in Marshall and Sioux Falls this weekend, and that's against the Mustangs and Cougars, of course, respectively. Today we bring in the transfer student from Augustana and current member of the Shining Five from this last week in the NSIC. She is Michaela Jewett. Thanks for popping in today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, for sure. So, had the return trip to Augustana this last weekend. How was that for you? Some early nerves in that game a little bit?
A little early nerves, but it was really good to be back. I mean, I remember going into it, I was like nervous, and then KB, our assistant coach, she was like, you've shot in this gym for 5 years, so like, it's muscle memory.
You missed a couple early, and mm-hmm. I was thinking to myself, I think she's just a little nervous here. And then as soon as you got out of the game for a minute or two, kind of knocked off that rust, I was like, okay, this is what I expected.
Yeah, it was. Just a little nerves right away, and then once I was able to calm down a little bit, I was good after that.
Yeah, for sure. So were you kind of looking forward to that game? Were you nervous for it, kind of dreading it? Were you excited about it? How did you kind of even approach that one?
I think it was a little bit of all the emotions. I was excited to be back, happy to be back, but it was also a little nerve-wracking because you did transfer schools and you never know how people are going to respond to that. And luckily, the crowd and everyone from Augie was super welcoming, so it was really fun.
Yeah, I saw a lot of conversation between you and the PA guy there a little bit.
Yeah.
Was that kind of just like, oh, I'm back home here to a certain degree?
Yeah, a little bit. The lady that takes the book, I remember like last year during the season, she would always like joke, like if I was in foul trouble, she's like, I'll erase one for you. And then when I first went to go check in, she was like, I already put you down for two fouls. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, 94 points for the squad. That's a season high. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you expected this team to kind of look like rounding into form with a game like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I think we all knew that we needed to come to play, and luckily everyone contributed, and it was super awesome.
Yeah, I've never seen a performance like that after what you guys had the previous night. Mm-hmm. I thought you guys had the Wayne game, you know, after you had the layup there with 2.9 seconds left to go. Didn't necessarily love the foul call on Morgan Fiedler. I get it why they called it, but it's just like, she's going for the ball.
Yeah.
How do you quickly flush a game like that? Because you guys were right there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the good things in the NSIC is you learn that whatever happened on Friday, like, it's over. You can't change it. And then Saturday, you have to bounce back and you figure out how to flush all that away and then move on.
In your early Augie days, was that tough for you to do? Because for me, I was never a great athlete. Not breaking any news there, but you know, if you have a game that goes down to the wire on Friday and you lose, I feel like it feels like that almost would linger a little bit, but you have to flush it quickly.
You do, yeah. I think early in my years, I mean, it's hard because you just can get caught up on it, but then you learn that it really, the next game, like, it's going to happen no matter what, and if you keep it lingering in your brain, it's just going to stay there, and it's not going to help you the next night.
That's a good point. How much fun is it being on this team this year for you?
Oh, it's so much fun. I love all the girls, the players, and the experience is something that I'm so thankful I get to have my last year. I mean, that was like one of the reasons I did come to Northern is because I wanted my experience to be like this, and it's awesome.
Dumb follow-up question, but what does that mean to you, that experience that you're trying to get here?
The experience means that I find my love for basketball again, and I'm able to just enjoy what I'm doing and not dread going to the gym or anything. So every single day, it's like, I get to do this, and I'm so happy I do, that sort of thing.
So did you kind of lose that love for basketball last year?
A little bit, yeah.
How come?
I think we weren't very good, and then there were some other factors with it, but then you have to keep going throughout the year, and luckily I had great teammates there too who we all kind of relied on each other.
Well, I asked this exact same question to Izzy, and she said having you here has made that transition easier for her.
Yes.
I'm guessing the exact same way for you and her.
Yes, no, exact same way. I think even, I remember like our first week here, it was just nice to have someone who I did know already and that I've like gone through things with. So if I did have like any problems or just needed someone to talk to, like I knew I could go to her.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Preseason number two selection, did that kind of weigh on you guys early on in the season?
I think so. I mean, we can try to say that it didn't, but then I think also when you're the number two team, people want to beat you. And that's sort of something that you have to get used to at times. I think now we're kind of starting to figure it out that there aren't really any expectations. It's really anyone can do anything. So we're figuring that out.
Brookings High School, you're also a setter on the volleyball team. Why did you ultimately choose basketball over volleyball?
That's a great question. My dad always said that I was going to play volleyball in college because I didn't like contact.
Okay.
So my mom was a setter at Augie. And then my dad's college basketball coach. Mm-hmm. And so I think I kind of chose basketball because I was better at it earlier on in my career. So then I think that's kind of what drew me towards it. I've always loved volleyball. It was just basketball, I think, was my number one.
Are you starting to embrace a little more contact? Because, you know, you're guarding the post a little bit now and kind of feels like you're almost forced to.
Yeah, no. Yep, that's so true. Yeah, you have to, especially I'm a little down there, so you have to use contact and get in there.
Yeah, it's kind of suiting you well, I would say. So walk me through the recruiting process to get to Northern State. Did you reach out to them? Do they reach out to you as soon as you go into the transfer portal? Like, how does that even work out?
Yeah, so once I got in the transfer portal, Northern was always, like, my number one choice because Coach Burke was here. Mm-hmm. So then she reached out to me, and she was she's like, we're just reaching out if you're interested, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, yep, like, I'm interested. Then went on a visit, made my decision, and then now I'm here.
It's good to see you here in the 34 in maroon and gold. So purple Gatorade or Powerade before the games, how did you realize that was a superstition for you?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think I must have had one and then I played really well and then after that I just couldn't change it.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens. Yep. That was going to be my guess, is you had a great game or something. You're like, all right, I got to keep everything the same way. No doubt about it. So you said you also have to listen to Taylor Swift before games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that makes one of us. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan personally, but is there a particular song or playlist or what?
So there's one song. So one of my best friends from Augie, since Augie played at the Pentagon, that was like a 15-minute drive from like our campus to the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And so we'd always listen to New Romantics by Taylor Swift. And so now before every single game, I still listen to New Romantics by Taylor Swift.
Well, it works out well for you. Did you like playing at the Pentagon more or the Elman Center? I mean, that's kind of strange for Augustana because some home games are here, some games are home or over there. It's kind of strange, huh?
The nice part is when you play at the Elman is then students come. And so then when you're at the Pentagon, not as many come because of the social aspect. So then when you're at the Elman, then more students come and it's just a fun environment.
I thought it was a great atmosphere there for both games, the men and women this last weekend.
I didn't know how well Northern drew until the Augie game. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, a lot of maroon and gold there for sure. So how did you fall in love with the game of basketball? Like you mentioned, your dad's a basketball coach. That probably helped, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, so I grew up as my dad is basketball coach. When I was like 2 years old, my dad was the head coach at a D3 in Indiana.
Okay.
And so every single halftime, I knew exactly when the buzzer would go, and I'd walk down the stairs, and he'd pick me up, and I'd go back to his halftime talk every single time. And then we'd come back out, I'd go back, sit by my mom, and then, like, the players would report to my mom, like, what language she used during the halftime speech. But I think I just always grew up in a gym, and it was just something very familiar to me, and it was something that I loved from an early age.
Very cool. It's interesting because I was talking about this with Izzy to a certain degree, is her love for the game. She always had one of those little tyke hoops, and I just built my daughter's first one this last weekend. I'm like, no, Izzy was just talking about this, and you're talking about age two.
Yeah,
Like, you know, she's in the 90th percentile in height.
Yeah.
She might be a basketball player. You never
know.
Yeah. Who's the most intense player on the team this year?
I would probably say Rio. She's very competitive. You can tell, like, when she has that edge about her that she's going and she's going to get it done. So
you were a part of the 500th career assist.
Yes,
how cool was that?
I know. I just learned that today. Yeah, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, that was an awesome shot. Great pass. It just all flowed well.
Yes.
Funniest player on the team?
Elena Vaneke. Yeah, she just has some one-liners and she doesn't really try to be funny, but she just like says stuff that's like, ah.
She's got a perfect fun personality.
She does, yes.
I had her on the program last year and very, very fun conversation.
Very.
Why the long sleeves? Just get cold out there or what?
I didn't wear them like my first 2 years. And then my third year, I started wearing it because it was like a cool trend going on. And then now I just always wear them. I don't know why.
That's interesting because I saw old photos of Elena Benecke without the long sleeves.
Yep.
I don't think I asked her. I'm going to have to ask her on the road this next weekend. But, you know, some girls say they just get cold out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you wouldn't think you get cold. You're playing basketball.
And it kind of like helps like prevent like sweat, like when you're up against other players. I don't really like that. So then it just
kind of gross.
Yep.
I get that. All right. That's all the basketball questions I got for you. Actually, I do technically have one more basketball question. Tell me about your rolled ankle with your dad and the band and athlete story. We have to share that. We have to get that on the record
here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I think I was like fourth or fifth grade. Like, I'm very little. And so we're at like this youth tournament and we're playing. And it's like a close game, pretty tight. And I, like, tweak my ankle. But I've never done anything like that before. And so, like, I'm on the ground. I'm crying. So dramatic.
Yeah.
And so I come out, and I'm, like, sitting there on the chair. They, like, put my ankle up. And then my coach comes over to me. He's like, can you go back in? I'm like, no, like, I can't. Like, I'm in so much pain or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I see my dad, like, stand up and start to walk over. I'm like, oh, no. Uh-oh. And so then he's, like, talking to me. He's like, hey, what'd you do? And I was like, I hurt my ankle. And then he, like, asked some more questions. And then finally he sits down. He goes, Kayla, are you going to be an athlete or are you going to be in the band the rest of your life? And then right then and there, tears immediately stopped. I stand back up and I go, I'm ready to go back in.
Oh, I love that story. That's such a great story. Did you even get it taped or anything like that?
No,
or?
No, it was literally a tweak. I was completely fine. It was just that I was being dramatic.
All you needed was a couple of words from Pops.
Yep.
Good stuff. Favorite color?
Purple.
Hmm. Goes in well with the Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Major. What's your major?
Elementary education.
Oh, so you're going to be a teacher as well.
I am. Yep. So I already graduated. So now I'm getting my master's in education.
Gotcha. Any particular class that you want to, or subject, I guess,
yes,
that'd be your favorite
so
to teach?
So I love middle school and I love math. So middle school math would be like the ideal.
Wow. Good for you. Mm. Someone's got to do it. I'm in my 30s. I hate math. Favorite Christmas memory when you're a little girl growing up?
I remember one year my brother, we were like opening presents and it was with our whole like extended family. So like my grandparents were there. Everyone was there. And he opens this video game, and then he yells, holy bleep. And then my parents, like, both stand up, and they're like, go downstairs immediately. And then I was like, oh.
Do you remember the game?
It was like a Lego, like, Batman something. Like, it wasn't crazy. It was,
and he Lego wasn't Batman. Very old. That's awesome. Yeah. Love that. Yeah, I'm glad that you censored yourself on that, too. That's good stuff. Best gift that you ever received as a little kid?
I remember one year, my brother and I both got new phones, and then my parents, like, because I have I have a younger sister.
Okay.
And so they were like, well, we should probably get Kate something special too. So my dad was like, I got it. Goes to like our Walmart and gets her this Barbie thing. To this day, she like makes jokes. She's like, well, Michaela and Caden got a phone and I got a Barbie. And so I think that was my favorite gift, but then it's also funny because she like didn't really get anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes the third one is the one that's left out.
Yep.
I was the youngest of three, so I get that to a degree. Any nicknames for you?
My whole team calls me Mick, and then my family calls me Kayla.
Kind of works out.
Puts them together.
Makes sense. Do you believe in luck?
Yes and no. Like, I think there are some lucky people who just, one of my friends, whenever she like puts her name in a drawing, she wins every single time. Hmm. Like, I don't get it. One time we were at like this random, it was like this barbecue and like you could like win a grill. She's like, I'll just put my name in. Won. And then, like, 2 weeks later, like, won another thing. And I'm like, how do you do that?
Hmm.
I don't get it.
Yeah, some people have that sort of luck. My Aunt Nancy, before she passed away, was always winning this and that. And I think you're onto something there for sure. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes. Because there are some stories that are believable. Where I'm like, that's crazy. Like, in houses and stuff.
Yeah.
But then also,
have you ever had any ghostly stories or experiences?
I've never experienced any, so that's why I'm a little hesitant.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be dealing with that stuff.
Not me neither.
Favorite food?
My grandpa's scalloped potatoes and ham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got a question later on in the program about that, so stay tuned. What puts a smile on your face?
Probably, like, whenever I'm around my family or my friends. I'm social and I like being around them, so whenever I can be around them, that's instantly a way to make me smile.
There you go. Describe your perfect first date.
Oh.
Don't say dinner in a movie. That's such a corny answer.
No, I won't say dinner in a movie. I would say probably like going, getting dinner, and then like going to like some sporting event, like an NBA game, a Vikings game, even though they were awful.
Yeah.
But I will still be a fan. Something like that where it's like social, you can still talk, but it's still like entertaining.
Yeah. Some sort of event.
Exactly.
That you're kind of both engaged in.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. What is the meaning of life? It's a very deep and esoteric question.
That is a deep question.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think the meaning of life is to live the fullest and with the most love that you can to make others around you happy and yourself happy.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I'm with that. Best basketball movie of all time?
I'm gonna have to say Love and Basketball.
Seems to be a very popular response with the women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's
I get
a good one.
I've seen parts of it.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
I've heard good things.
Yes.
Most overplayed song that you can think of right now?
I would probably say, like a lot of the songs by Post Malone. Or even some Taylor Swift songs are overplayed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm a big fan of I Had Some Help, though, with Post
Malone. Yeah, I do like that song. I agree. Yeah.
Very catchy.
Yes.
Jeannie comes up to you and says, Michaela, I'm giving you three wishes. What are those three wishes?
Okay, my first wish, I think I would ask for like $1 million. And then my second wish, ask for maybe like a new house. Like something like I get to build it. Third one, right now, like I get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That we go really far in the tournament, NCAA tournament.
I can get behind that.
Yep.
Absolutely. You're throwing a dinner party. You can invite three guests. They can be alive or dead. They could be a celebrity or just somebody maybe in your distant family or a family tree, whatever. Anybody out there on planet Earth. Who do you invite and what's for dinner?
Okay, I think my first person that I'm going to invite is Maya Moore. I think I'm going to do all basketball players. Maya Moore, Michael Jordan, maybe LeBron. And then I think I would just have so many questions about like what it was like. How did you get to where you were? Like all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would just be so interesting to me. To eat, I think I would do burgers and fries.
Can't go wrong with that. I'm a big burgers and fries guy.
Me too.
Any hidden talents? Everybody knows that you're a good basketball player, but hidden talents, what do you got?
I don't know if I have one either. My best friend, she's getting married. She wants to learn how to play the harmonica.
Hmm.
And then at her wedding, the last song, she wants it to be Piano Man, and she wants to whip out her harmonica and then, like, start shredding it.
Okay.
So now I'm like, well, maybe I should learn the harmonica. Like, that's like a secret hidden talent that no one would know.
I feel like that'd be tough to learn.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep you updated on that one.
Okay. Gotcha. Conspiracy theorist? Are you a conspiracy theorist at all?
No. Like, if people, like, say it to me, like, explain it to me, I, like, might get into it. But then other than that, I don't get too deep into those.
Okay. What's one thing about you that most people wouldn't know? Well, this is a radio interview after all. They couldn't tell that you got the blue fingernails. What's going on with the blue fingernails? That's kind of interesting.
I did. Painted them on a night, actually.
There you go. Looking nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wouldn't know about me. I've moved like 5 or 6 times. Oh, I have been cheering for 4 different NSIC schools in my lifetime.
You've been cheering for?
Yep. So my dad was an assistant at St. Cloud.
Okay.
Head coach at SMSU. Assistant at Augie, and then I went to Augie, and then now I'm at Northern. So 4.
That's a good one. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Biggest phobia. What are you scared of? Like really terrified of?
Heights. I don't think I'm scared of heights, and then once I get up there, I'm like, I don't want to be up here anymore.
Yeah. When I was in high school, we went up to the St. Louis Arch.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty terrifying.
Yeah. I think we went to the Space Needle in Seattle, and once I got out there, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I need to work in.
Yeah. I'd have a tough time with that one. Couple either or questions here. Hot or cold?
Cold.
Passing or shooting?
Shooting.
Offense or defense?
Offense.
In between the legs or behind the back dribble?
Behind the back.
Case or no case on your cell phone right now?
Case.
Is it called pop or soda?
Pop.
Layup or jump shot?
Jump shot.
Half court buzzer beater or a game saving blocked shot?
Ooh. Half court buzzer beater.
I'd be surprised how many people say half court buzzer beater.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't say half court buzzer beater to win.
That's true. That is a good point.
Still sticking with that?
Still sticking with it.
All right. Interesting. Sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Ham or steak?
Oh, hard one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with ham.
Because I know you said ham earlier, so I'd ask that one. Instagram or Snapchat?
Snapchat.
High heels or gym shoes?
Gym shoes.
Makeup or all natural?
All natural.
Game-winning jump shot or a game-winning shot that you assisted on?
Game-winning jump shot.
Dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down.
Gum or breath mints?
Gum.
You don't wear a mouth guard, do you?
No.
I feel like most girls don't wear mouth guards. Why not?
I don't know. Probably because the look factor makes you not look as pretty on the court.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You gotta keep your teeth, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just not what we do.
Interesting. Yeah, I chipped a couple teeth when I was in high school because someone dropped their shoulder into my mouth.
Huh.
Never not wore a mouth guard after that. So maybe you need a bad experience first.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Jimmy John's or Subway?
Jimmy John's.
Singing or dancing?
Oh, singing.
Favorite dessert food?
Ooh, brownies.
Tall or short?
Tall.
Dine in or takeout?
Takeout.
Jeans or sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Introvert or extrovert?
I can be either, but I'm going to have to go with extrovert.
Okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Night owl.
Yeah, there you go. And before we get to word association here, how was the trip out to Hawaii? That had to be kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal
out
there.
It was so fun, especially because you get to go with your whole team, and those are, like, literally your best friends, and so not everyone gets to go to Hawaii with 12 other of their best friends, and you literally, especially the first 5 days, we practiced, but then the rest of the time, we were just there to just hang out and be in Hawaii, which is insane.
My thing is, you guys got up at, what, 5:30 to go climb the rock?
Yep.
After getting there at, like, 1:30 or 2:30 in the morning?
Yeah, so the story behind this is KB, she was like, I really want to do this, blah, blah, blah. They get everyone in, and then they come to me, and they're like, we're going to do this. And I was like, no, like, I'm out. I'm going to sleep. And then they go.
That would have been me, by the way.
Yeah, no, literally. And then everyone was like, well, you'll be the only one who's not going. And I was like, okay, fine, like, I'll go. But
yeah, so she guilted you into it.
She did, yep.
All right, word association here. We'll wrap things up with rapid fire. I'll toss a word or a phrase or whatever comes to your mind. You just come right out and say it, okay? Brookings, South Dakota.
Bobcats.
Volleyball.
Setting.
Basketball.
Shooting.
Hitting the gym.
Hard.
Okay. Augustana University.
Vikings.
Northern State University.
Wolves.
South Dakota.
Mount Rushmore.
The Midwest.
Cold.
Rain.
Wet.
Books.
Reading.
Chick-fil-A.
Chicken sandwich.
Is that your go-to?
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Swish.
A good sound.
It's the best sound in, I think, all of sports.
Sound, yes.
No doubt about it. Honesty.
Respect.
Afraid.
Scared.
The movie Mean Girls.
Funny.
The worst movie of all time. What's the worst movie of all time?
Oh, goodness. I'm trying to think. What's the one it's called? It's like a bear and it's on.
Cocaine Bear?
Yes, that one. That one.
Is it really that bad?
Awful. Yes. Awful. I saw that one.
I saw the movie trailer for it and I'm like, this just looks goofy.
Yes. Yeah, it was bad.
Cocaine Bear. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Your favorite candy?
Airhead Extreme Bites.
Okay. It's a deep cut. Mm-hmm. Social media.
Social.
McDonald's.
Number 7.
What's the number 7?
2 cheeseburgers and fries.
There you go. Yep. Gotcha. What's on your burger?
Plain Jane, so just the cheeseburger and ketchup.
That's so lame.
I know.
Cheeseburger and ketchup. That sounds like something my wife would do.
Yep.
But she also just drenches her burger in ketchup and mustard.
Oh.
Like, it's coming off of the burger as she's biting
that.
It.
I don't like that. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It's very unsettling as I watch her eat those. But you know what? I load up mine and it gets kind of messy too, but it's all right. Disney movies.
Oh, Hannah Montana, the movie.
Okay. Country music.
Shania Twain.
Did you hear what Izzy Moore said for
country
music?
Yeah, I heard
music?
She said Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking on that one. That's all right, though. Rock and roll.
Kiss.
Okay. You're not a big coffee fan. How come?
No, I've never liked it. Growing up, both my parents didn't drink it, so I think that's also why.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't really like it. I've tried.
Are you a pop fan, then?
Yes, love pop.
What's your go-to?
Dr. Pepper or Coke.
Mm. Can't go wrong with either of those. Nope. You could probably smell the coffee in here, right? Yep. Yeah,
it's a good smell. It's just I don't like it.
Just not a big fan of the taste. Okay. Madeline Bragg.
Bucket.
Morgan Fiedler.
Defensive player.
Rihanna Phillippe.
There's so many.
You can use a whole sentence. It's whatever comes to your mind.
Okay. Assist leader who can also get us a basket when we need it.
There you go. Dekonte Smith.
Block. Girl.
Yeah.
Get up.
I'm just glad that they actually called it a block this last week.
Yes.
Because it was it the CSP game? She had a block
and they called a foul. Yes.
Oh, man, I was fired up on that one. Izzy Moore.
Transfer buddy.
Taylor Toole.
Three-point shooter.
Elena Beneke.
She's also a three-point shooter.
Briley Schultz.
Oh, she is a rehab machine right now.
Josh Lees.
Funny.
KB.
One of my best friends right now.
Paula Kruger.
Competitive.
It's a good word to describe her, I think. Your family.
Supportive.
And finally, Michaela Jewett.
A basketball player, but also a friend, sister, and teammate.
Good sentence. There you go. Final thoughts, shout-outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up a little bit?
Yeah, just thank you, Northern, for having me. I've had a blast so far, so let's keep going.
All right, I'm right there with you. That's the grad student, Michaela Jewett, on today's edition of the show. Appreciate you doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.